Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be looking at what students might be learning about in The Juice app. So let's jump right in.
Okay.
Toyota's Woven City.
Okay.
This city of the future is being built in Japan.
Interesting.
As a testing ground for new technologies.
I see.
So think self-driving cars, robot chefs, and homes that are powered by AI.
So it's kind of like a real-world experiment
yeah.
to see how these technologies could change the way we live and interact with our surroundings.
Exactly.
And, you know, it could be an interesting conversation starter
yeah.
to ask kids how they envision life in a city like that.
Yeah.
What would be the advantages and disadvantages? You know, this could lead to a discussion about the potential impact on jobs
right.
and the economy as automation becomes more prevalent.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for kids to start thinking about these things early on.
For sure. For sure.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
There's a story about a change in how journalists are chosen for the presidential press pool.
Oh, interesting.
And this has sparked some debate about the government's role.
I see.
In selecting these media representatives and the potential implications for press freedom.
So you could use this as an opportunity to talk to kids about the importance of a free and independent press.
Yeah.
How can we critically evaluate information from different sources?
Right.
How do these various media outlets shape our understanding of events?
Exactly.
You know, these are essential skills to develop in today's information-saturated world.
It's true. Okay, now let's delve into the realm of cutting-edge technology. Microsoft's new quantum computer chip.
Wow.
This prototype has the potential to revolutionize computing speed.
Interesting.
Making tasks that could take years on traditional computers.
Wow.
Possible in mere minutes.
That's a huge difference.
It really is.
So instead of just explaining that quantum computers are faster.
Right.
You could try explaining the fundamental difference between classical bits and quantum bits.
Okay.
Classical bits can only be in one state at a time, either 0 or 1.
Okay.
But quantum bits, or qubits, can exist in a superposition of both states simultaneously.
I see.
This, along with a phenomenon called entanglement, allows quantum computers to perform calculations in a fundamentally different and much faster way.
That's a great way to explain it.
Yeah.
It really helps kids understand why there's so much excitement surrounding this technology.
Exactly. And you could also discuss potential applications like drug discovery.
Oh, wow.
Material science, or even breaking encryption that protects sensitive information.
Yeah.
And this could lead into a conversation about the ethical implications.
That's right.
Such powerful technology.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Today's featured quote in The Juice comes from Maya Angelou.
Okay.
I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel.
That's powerful.
It is.
It's a powerful message about the impact we have on others.
Yeah.
You know, you could ask kids to reflect on how this quote applies to their interactions
yeah.
with friends, family, and even strangers.
For sure.
And it's a great opportunity to discuss the importance of empathy and kindness.
Right.
You know, it's a timeless message.
Yeah.
It's always relevant.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, shifting gears to a more serious topic.
Okay.
A report suggests that Iran now has enough enriched uranium to build several nuclear weapons.
Wow.
This has raised concerns about their nuclear ambitions and the potential for regional instability.
So this story could be a good starting point for a discussion about the different motivations.
Countries might have for developing nuclear weapons.
Okay.
You know, it's a complex topic with a lot of historical context.
Yeah.
But even a basic understanding can help kids engage with global issues in a more informed way.
Yeah.
You might even explore the role of international treaties and organizations in trying to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons.
Finally, let's end on a more positive note with a story about student innovators.
Oh, good.
A group of middle schoolers won an Inventor's Prize for designing a wheelchair desk for their classmate.
That's great.
It is.
It's a great example of how kids can use their creativity and problem-solving skills to make a real difference.
Yeah.
You could discuss the importance of inclusivity and how even small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
Yeah.
You know, it might even inspire them to think about ways they can help others in their own community.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, keep those conversations going.
Yeah.
And encourage the young people in your lives to explore the world with open minds and a thirst for knowledge. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.